Next time.
2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. Another beautiful morning.
It is indeed. Look, I'm getting confused. When I was growing up, we had salt and we had pepper. And that's all we had. We had white salt and white pepper. What are all these unusual spices you keep telling me about?
I know. Look, I went to the North Sydney Produce Market on Saturday, and I have seen that smoked salt there for quite a while, and I bought some this week. I must say it's very expensive. I wanted to try it on some vegetables, and I also wanted to put it on a cob of corn because I know that the Mexicans are very keen on this smoked salt flavour with the corn. Anyway, I sprinkled it over the corn, and I must say I found it very salty, quite like the smoked flavour. But I'm not really convinced by it. I know that a lot of vegetarians use it. They sort of think it's a substitute for crumbled bacon in flavour. But smoking and everything to do with smoking, of course, is very hip at the moment, particularly with chefs in town. So the smoked salt, well, I don't know about that. I can't imagine your mother ever having that on her breakfast table.
But what about these roasted and sea-salted macadamias?
No, that's a different story altogether. They're not using smoked salt on those, let me tell you. This is a whole new snack range from a company called Duck's Creek, which is located near a little village, Nuribar, which is in the Byron Bay hinterland, most glorious part of the world. And they've just brought out this... They're very clever, actually, the way they evaluate, because macadamias are grown quite extensively up in that area, and, you know, you find them all over the ground under the trees. They are a hard nut to crack, let me tell you. But the owners of Duck Creek have been very clever with this new snack range, and they've brought out a whole range of very interesting savoury tastes, including abalone macadamias, which I tried the other day. I quite like those. The ones I loved are the wasabi. I think you tasted the wasabi macadamias. They're a bit hard to resist, especially if you're drinking a margarita at the same time.
Wasabi, that's the stuff you have in your...
That's the Japanese... root vegetable, you know, and they serve it with sushi.
It's pretty hot if you put too much.
Yeah, I really like that. I think it's great, as I said, with the margarita.
Yeah.
Or a martini, in fact.
But isn't there a hickory macadamia?
Yeah, hickory as well. And they've got roasted and sea-salted macadamias. As I said, they don't have the smoked salt, thank goodness. Roasted garlic macadamias, all delicious with drinks, as I said. But they've also got a range of sweet ones, milk chocolate, dark chocolate and honey roasted, which, of course, are irresistible because I think macadamias are irresistible. In fact, I know they're expensive, but they're also very good for you.
Now, look, Easter's only a few weeks away, and I've been seeing ads in the paper for Heston Blumenthal's lemon myrtle hot cross buns. What on earth is that?
This weekend, I think the national newspapers were flooded with this ad. There were two pages, in fact, with, you know, Heston standing there with his arms crossed, promoting lemon myrtle scented hot cross buns. And apparently, and I didn't do this, I don't know if you did it or if you saw the ad, but you're meant to rub on the ad, and the smell of the lemon myrtle is meant to, evoke the smell of lemon myrtle. You're meant to rub it.
The advertisement
you
in the paper?
Rub on the piece of paper, and the smell is meant to come out of the lemon myrtle, which is meant to entice you to go to the supermarket and buy the hot cross buns. Well, of course, you know, Heston's very clever with all his cooking tricks, so he's aligned himself with a very clever advertising agency. I think this is going to be the first of many ads we're going to see now from now on, which are, you know, scented ads. And, I mean, this is a point of difference, of course, because you can't do this on the internet, but you can still do it with print media.
Yeah.
But I must admit, look, I do think it's another example of culinary cringe, really, because we've all known about lemon myrtle for a long time. People here make lemon myrtle Anzac biscuits. So why do we need Heston to show us how to use lemon myrtle in our hot cross bun?
Now, just before you give me your recipe, let me share this with you. In a number of schools in Manchester and England, they've decided that to teach kids meditation techniques, they're displaying Maltesers in front of them, the sweet.
Yeah,
and the training,
balls.
They've got to be able to resist eating any of those chocolates, and they say that will help them concentrate, stay calm, and cope with stress.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
Oh, interesting. I know that psychologists have done tests like that for many years. Well, yes, well, it apparently teaches children to deal with frustration and temptation. And
they never taught me because I find if there's food there, I will eat it.
I think a lot of people are like that, yes, I know.
What is your recipe for this week?
Well, my recipe is using some of these nuts from the Duck Creek range. It's an absolutely delicious recipe for autumn, actually. It's toasted sourdough with macadamia honey and the salted roasted nuts, thyme-roasted pear and goat's cheese curd. Not difficult to do at all and very, very delicious and perfect for autumn days.
And your website is?
It's on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au. And don't forget, the school holidays are coming up and I'm running cooking classes during the school holidays in April. And all that information is on my webpage as well.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.